This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Wednesday was the day Ireland officially modified its constitution to strike protection for unborn persons and accept abortion. Ireland's parliament is being pushed by government leaders to legalize abortion and to compel taxpayers to pay for them. Also threatened are conscience protections for doctors and hospitals. Senate confirmation votes on Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh may move forward next week. The one Kavanaugh accuser continues refusing to testify, and senators are beginning to call for a vote. Abortion-friendly senators contend that recent developments take pressure off senators in hotly contested races. But that remains to be seen. Midterm elections are still over 6 weeks away. This is Life News Radio.
A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be today in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to the gift of God hidden within each human life. Let's become the culture of life.
In other headlines, taxpayer-funded abortions in Illinois are headed to that state's Supreme Court. Pro-life critics are panning a Netflix commentary reversing Roe. They say that almost all pro-life content was stripped from the final edit. And Abby Johnson is known as one of the most ardent pro-life people in America. Unplanned is a new movie coming out next spring, telling the story that took her from being a leader at Planned Parenthood to leading abortion workers from the abortion industry. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.